This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's exactly what I want to find out. Are you an exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. As they say, this is the 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you are on it. Isn't that nice to know that you're on that cycle? I would think it is nice to know, but that's just me. I'm just one of those kind of guys. You want to know if you're going to be on that cycle or not. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com. We have the convention coming up. You're invited. Please go get your tickets right now. Just march right on out there and get your tickets and move us all forward. It's going to be an interesting convention. Part deux. Yeah, Constitution Convention number two. Interesting thing. Epoch Times will be there covering wall-to-wall coverage. Epoch Times. Isn't that interesting? It's amazing what Epoch Times is all about. Okay, so we got a lot of stories to cover here in the next hour. I know that you're all sitting there waiting with bated breath. We're going to unravel a few things. We're going to have a couple of guests on here in the next couple of weeks to talk about communism and the places in which communism is hiding throughout California and the rest of the nation. It's going to be very, very interesting for you. So I'm just sort of giving you the warning out there. We did some traveling. I'm going to do some more traveling to far-flung places, and people are traveling on behalf of Agenda 21 Radio. So we're going to be reporting. I wouldn't say it's not as sophisticated as Project Veritas, but it'll be just as penetrating, trust me, about what is going on, especially vis-a-vis the high school football scene in Orange County. That's quite a communist little thing going on there. It's a communist project, that whole thing. We'll talk about that, and we'll give you the evidence for it, oddly enough. It comes from odd places, the evidence, you know. But first, let's get down to something that's so near and dear to all of us. What is the DOJ doing around lately? You know, Department of Justice? Jeff Sessions. How about things like Elon Musk? Yep. This is what we're hearing. Elon Musk's car company, Tesla, is reportedly under investigation by the Department of Justice in relation to public comments made by Musk and the company. Oops. Oopsie doopsie. Remember Musk blowing the joint? And the radio guy that he was talking with used the F word on air. We clipped it out, by the way. We didn't even bleep it out. We just clipped that whole little portion out. Because, you know, after all, we have air broadcast stations, and we have to be responsible. Bloomberg reports that Elon Musk's Tesla company is currently under investigation by the Department of Justice over statements made by Musk and the company. The criminal investigation is also operating alongside a probe by the SEC relating to Musk's tweets about taking the electric car manufacturer private, an idea which Musk has now walked back following doubts over whether he really did have funding secured as he claimed. So it's because of these comments. The guy really has got massive amounts of dough, let's face it. And his SpaceX stuff is just wildly successful. And the Tesla is starting to become wildly... I saw their new version out, which kind of looks like a regular car. Man, it was zipping along. It didn't look too bad. It looks like it's very handsome car. It's supposed to be made for the masses, if you know what I mean. Like a Volkswagen. It's the Elon Musk version of a Volkswagen. Back in the day, you know, the bug. And I had a couple of bugs. I get it. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Bloomberg. Abram Simmons, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office, also declined to comment at this time. The company released a statement on the DOJ probe. Probes. We like probes, right? It says here, last month, following Elon's announcement that he was considering taking the company private, Tesla received a voluntary request for documents from the DOJ and has been cooperative in responding to it. We have not received a subpoena, a request to testify, or any other formal process. We respect the DOJ's desire to get information about this and believe that the matter should be quickly resolved as they review the information they have received. How about the blunt? After all, Mr. God, the guy gets on YouTube and he's just openly smoking a blunt and talking. I mean, he shouldn't have been. People said, Elon, don't do that. But he had to blow out the joint, right? This is from CNBC Now, 23 hours ago. Tesla shares extend drop down over 4% after a report says company faces a criminal probe into CEO Elon Musk's statement. Now, this is from a Twitter from CNBC Now. And I respect CNBC, not NBC, not MSNBC. You know what I'm saying. I do respect them. So their Twitter says that. And, of course, their stock prices, wow, they are plummeting, at least on this graph. It says, breaking, Tesla says it has received a voluntary request for documents from the DOJ. Okay, so that's what we just read. The voluntary request. Tesla has not had an easy time lately. This is the article, and I'm returning to it. It was recently reported that Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the organization from which Tesla expected to get funding to take Tesla private, has just invested $1 billion in Tesla competitor Lucid. $1 billion. The Saudi fund already has a 5% stake in Tesla, and Musk has alleged that the fund encouraged him to take Tesla private for some time, offering to provide funds to do so. But since then, Musk has dropped the idea. Lucid's chief technology officer, Peter Rawlinson, formerly served as the vice president and chief engineer at Tesla, where he helped to design the company's Model S vehicle. Rawlinson claims that cars produced by Lucid will have luxury features that Tesla cars lack. I believe that no one has truly yet exploited the full benefits of electrification, he said in an interview with CNN. It gives us much space and for more comfort and luxury. Ah, there you have it. Will he stay or will he go? I guess. I doubt it. Wildly successful, though, is the Tesla, is Elon Musk's SpaceX program. Where it's wildly successful to me is when you can actually take a spaceship and re-enter it and soft land it. I mean, that to me is just amazing. And to watch those things, dude, I got to tell you, this is really cool stuff. I'm one of these space kids. You know, I'd sit up early in the morning to watch the Redstone rockets blast off, and then the Atlas, and then, of course, the Saturn. I mean, I know all the rockets. I watched every space launch during the 50s and 60s, late 50s. Uh-oh, I'm dating myself. That's why I'm really intrigued by SpaceX. Tesla, not so much, although the reports of his recent vehicle are very positive. But stay away from the marijuana, Elon. Just a little hint. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We have to make a decision. This is Donald Trump now on the Kavanaugh thing. We're jumping back with that one. Latest thing there. We'll have to make a decision. Trump awaits Kavanaugh accuser's testimony as GOP senators get ready to vote on nomination. So this is kind of like breaking news. Now we've, you know, since the early morning hours, some things may have, of course, changed. And we're going to be talking about that. People call me during the radio show. It's not a good idea. Anyway. Donald Trump awaits Kavanaugh. This is the latest. This came from Fox News. Says Kavanaugh accuser wants FBI to probe before she testifies. Okay, we'll check this one out. This is since it's coming from Fox News, it will play. isn't that awful? YouTube's play that little game with you like that. Here we go.
The uproar surrounding the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court is taking yet another dramatic turn this evening.
Well,
to high school, college, worked with him after, and I'm one of them because I've known him for 28 years. And what is happening, and now these Democrats out there saying we have to go to the FBI? Can this get more ridiculous at this point?
Well, and I want to be clear that I'm talking about the process. If you have a complaint, there's a method to do it. Don't make the FBI your political animal.
What this was referring to was the fact that you heard this in the Clarence Thomas hearing part that when we played that in the first hour. Clarence Thomas was investigated, at least two times by the FBI, and they found nothing. Kavanaugh has been investigated at least three times. They have found nothing. Except Dianne Feinstein gets a letter from somebody from Palo Alto University. Listen, I heard that yesterday because they don't want you to know. A little bit of a secret. This Christine Blasey Ford, she's the accuser in Kavanaugh. She's a professor at Stanford University in Palo Alto. Do you believe the way they scrubbed that? This was a major news source organization. Palo Alto University. I said, where's that? I never heard of Palo Alto University. Is there such a place? Maybe there is, and maybe I'm wrong. But she's been professed and admitted to say it's Stanford. So I don't know. I'm confused. If there's something out there, please, paul@a21r.com. I'll be more than happy to clarify because I want to. But this is what I've been hearing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, if you are wondering what's going on here now, this is some other stuff that's happening. Listen to this. Dems lash out at men in this country over Kavanaugh's sex assault. See, this is the way it always plays out. You know what's happening here? Really? Seriously? You know what's happening? Is people are fed up with this technique of accusing men of rape. And all these other, you look at a woman, man, you're raping her. Visual rape. You know, the absurdity, it's gone too far. They've overplayed their hand, but they're desperate. This whole thing is that they're desperate, and that is an issue. So they're going to pull out all the stops, and now we get, who is this person? Who is this person who's making these claims here? It says Senator Marsha Hirono of Hawaii blasted the men in this country to just shut up and step up against sexual assault. All right? See, that's what they're doing. So it's not working. I really don't think it is working. I mean, because, listen, when you use this over and 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 over, and you realize, you know, it's not really as bad as they say, number one. It's not happening as much as they say, number two. And when you no, when you look into a lot of these claims, like this one here, where is the there there in Kavanaugh? Where was the there there in Anita Hill? It wasn't, either case. And it got so over the top in the testimony, they over see they always overreact. They always overplay their hand in every one of these great issues of our time. And they but the, here's the thing. We've seen this act before many, many, many times. The left has become absolutely predictable in the masses' mindset now. And that's where they're losing. That is where they're losing, and they're going to continue to lose in the Kavanaugh thing. So I wanted to update you on the Kavanaugh issue here before we get out of the woods on this. Trump Rip Sessions says, I don't have an attorney general. Okay, well, I would disagree with that, but and I would. I do. Absolutely, I disagree with that. I do not believe that for a second, actually, he doesn't have one. I think he does. I think he has a great one. And I think that that's all part of the ruse. To keep everybody off balance, defenders square off Feinstein, delay the hearing, delay the hearing. See, we can delay. So what do I think? What do I think is going to happen? And I don't know where they're going with this. I think they're going to call for the vote. Let's go. Jeff Flake, you know, your history anyway, and we know you're probably not going to. Pence will have to be in the room, of course. But let's call for the vote. Now, here's the other really big one that they're worried about. Trump says exposing corrupt FBI probe could be a crowning achievement of his presidency. I'll bite. This is one we put up on the website anyway. Don't have to bite too much, right? From the Hill. It says, from the Hill. Exposing FBI is a big step for him, and I agree. This whole thing with the FBI is something else. President Trump is in an exclusive interview with the Hill TV said Tuesday he ordered the release of classified documents in the Russia collusion case to show the public the FBI probe started as a hoax, and exposing it could become one of the crowning achievements of his career. That's what he says. Is that, in fact, what they say? Should I stay or should I go? Is that what they say? Well, we're going to find out. It says, what we've done is a great service to the country, really, Trump said in a 45-minute wide-ranging interview in the Oval Office. In the Oval Office. We can hear a little bit of it right now. We might get something out of this. See if we get something out of this.
And I had 45 minutes in the Oval Office today with President Trump. It was a remarkable interview. We learned an awful lot, and we found a president who was very relaxed, very calm, very confident in his decision to declassify the Russia documents.
I found some.
The Russia documents. Very, very relaxed. So this is something that you got Brennan, you got everybody going crazy that he's going to release this information. McCabe jumps out, jumps all over the place. About stuff. Well, guess what? Good for him. He's implicated in much of this stuff now, isn't he?
Origins of the FBI case against him. What the president said is the reason he did it was that he wanted to give the American public transparency on what happened in this case. In his mind, the entire FBI investigation, he said, is no longer just a witch hunt. It's a hoax. It was a fraud designed to make it look like he had colluded with Russia when there's no evidence that that occurred. And he was very strong on lots of different things, a lot of moments in the interview that really stick out with us. Let me give you one of them. Early on, we asked him about his decision to fire James Comey. He revealed something we had never heard before, and that is that he intended to fire Comey much earlier. All the way back in 2016, he had made the decision. He said he was talked out of it. He doesn't do it until May 2017. That, of course, causes the whole obstruction investigation to be launched. But he said he had made the decision early on because he didn't trust Comey's judgment in the Clinton email case. And he said, if it was one mistake I did, it was that. I should have fired him before I...
Yep, well, that's true. I'm glad he didn't, though. Here we go.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Comes out, I believe, next week or the week after. Jesus is Risen, Paul and the Early Church. It's out, October the 2nd. Available pre-order on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and TomorrowHannity.com. Our friend David Limbaugh, by the way, both have done legal work for me because I'm in such legal trouble just about every other day of my life. Seems like I have every lawyer, but and I've had dinner with both of them. Let's start with you, Joe, and these developments. And I also want you to focus in a little bit on, we do know a grand jury is impaneled. We don't know what's going on there. We don't know what are in the unredacted pages, 10 to 12, 17 to 34. We don't know what's in the 302s. Everybody that I know that knows something or says they do say it's blockbuster.
Well, here's what we do know. We do know from the text revealed by Strzok and Page yesterday that we now are at a different place. The walls are closing in. But they're not closing in on the president. They're closing in on the FBI and the Department of Justice under President Obama. Those text messages by Strzok and Page, which reveal an illegal media strategy to illegally and criminally release FISA warrant information and name a U.S. citizen whose information they gave to the New York Times is a criminal offense. And by mentioning Carter Page, They have now created massive civil liability for everybody involved in revealing Carter Page's name, including themselves, James Baker, the former FBI general counsel, Pristep, everybody in the chain of command. In addition, the reporters for the New York Times have no privileges now. They also can be sued by Carter Page because although they may have been legally able to accept information, by publishing it, they revealed classified information that smeared Carter Page. Mr. Page is going to be a very wealthy man.
I kind of agree with you, actually, by the end of all this. With the McCabe, we know that the grand jury has been seated. We know that they're looking at the lying issues involving McCabe. I have different sources that are telling me also they're looking into the FISA abuse issues.
They are. And if they are. The problem is we don't know whether it's Huber or the National Security Division at the Justice Department. The best information is that it is the National Security Division at the Justice Department.
But if they're looking true, wouldn't that mean everybody that signed off on those FISA warrants, in other words, that committed fraud on the FISA courts, that omitted important information purposely?
And
they're all in trouble.
And that is why, and I mentioned this the other night, if you go back and look at Rod Rosenstein's testimony, he answered a question in a very strange way. He said, I am relieved that I have been relieved of responsibilities involving that area, that is FISA. The reason he has been relieved of those duties is that there is a criminal investigation, as you just mentioned, involving McCabe and Strzok and Baker, and nobody knows who is ultimately responsible for all of this.
What about Page and Comey?
Oh,
what about,
there's no doubt. No, they're all involved. They're going down. You know, I know, and people don't like to hear this. James Comey, Strzok, McCabe, they're all going down on the FISA warrant stuff. That's just not even an open question anymore.
Let me get to David Limbaugh. David, I never thought in my life that, and with these, everything that we've been breaking, these new texts are a disaster. I mean, you literally have all this criminality, fixing an investigation, using Russia information, disseminating lies before and after the election, top DOJ, FBI, intelligence agencies, CIA, all to help elect one candidate over another. You know, literally propagating false Russian information, feeding it, trying to feed it and funnel it through Bruce Orr into Mueller's office. I can't believe this has happened with some of the people and agencies and institutions that I personally have grown up having the most respect for in my life.
Yeah. Yes. Is it any coincidence that Comey himself leaked on purpose to start a special counsel investigation? Yeah. And now we have two of his top lieutenants who were leaking, who are deliberately leaking in a deliberate media leak strategy. They were flourishing in a Comey leak culture. And can you imagine how ludicrous this is, that the FBI was investigating these people in the supposedly in the periphery of the Trump campaign for alleged collusion with Russia to interfere with our election when they themselves were interfering with our election?
Gee, there's no question about that. So this goes back to the leaks that came out last week regarding Page and so on. More of the text messages came out, more convincing, if you will, than ever, that there's now you heard Joe DiGenova and Limbaugh talk about that the people that are behind all this are going down. They're absolutely going down, and everybody sees it. Something to look at, something to wonder about, right? That's no wondering this is going to happen. This is going to happen. I'm going to play a little segment here from another portion that came out. This is earlier. So to give you a comparison, this came out in February earlier. Talking about the same subject. You've got Jarrett from Fox News. He gave up his show, by the way. You know, with Greg Jarrett, everybody's wondering, well, he had a show on Fox. Right. And when Trump got to be president, they took him off that and gave him this whole investigation into Comey and everybody else because they saw what was going on. That's why he's full-time coming on Hannity all the time, full-time investigation, full-time serving as legal counsel for all this stuff. Now you got DeGeneva, and you got the guy from, where is it, from Pop, no, not Project Veritas, from, what do you call it? Come on, come on, come on. Tom Fenton, thank you, from Judicial Watch. Gosh, Judicial Watch, I can see him. Mind-snapping information here. Anyway, we're going to start this and see where it goes.
Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. All right, Joe, it's a lot to absorb, a lot of information, but it's so telling and sad that this could happen in the United States of America. Give us your general takeaways from the new information today.
This is now piling on in a very big way. We are headed toward a very sad ending for the FBI and senior DOJ officials.
This was done February 7th of this year, okay? February 7th is when, what you're hearing here from Joe DeGeneva.
McCabe is gone because Ray knows what's in the other emails and the other text. McCabe was sent packing as a result.
The other emails and the other text is what came out last week. Get it?
Of Christopher Ray being briefed by a number of people who have access to the investigation that's underway, which is going to lead to criminal charges against a number of people. What you are seeing coming out now in the text messages is just the minimum of what is available now to DOJ officials as they watch, sadly.
Who do you think is going to get charged, Joe? I don't mean to interrupt, but who are we talking about?
I believe that several high FBI officials will be charged criminally, and it is conceivable that some DOJ people will also be charged criminally.
What about James Comey?
I can't answer that question because too much of the information about Comey is filtered through other people. It is clear, though, that at the time...
Okay, listen to this, because he said last week, Comey's going down. This was done February 7th.
Prior to the election and subsequent to the election, there were a group of people inside the FBI at the senior levels on the seventh floor who decided that they were going to protect Hillary Clinton, they were going to change 302s, and they were going to make sure that she was... 302s
are witness testimonies. Explain.
They were going to change 302 interview notes. They were going to exonerate Hillary, and they were going to frame Donald Trump. It is inescapable, no matter what all these people are saying at the New York Times and the Washington Post with their silly editorials, they are missing one of the great corruption stories of American law enforcement.
And
sad to say, it involves the senior levels of the FBI, and it is a national disgrace.
That was Joe DeGeneva, February 7th. Here is September. Get it? And it's exactly where we're going now. We're down the road now. These people are going to be charged soon, probably before the election. It's been a long haul, long process, but they have done it to themselves. Donald J. Trump gave them the rope. Here we go.
One of or the biggest?
I would consider this the largest law enforcement scandal in history for this reason. The activities of McCabe and others, and Bruce Orr and others, were designed to subvert the Constitution and a national election, the most serious offense under our Constitution.
Greg Jarrett, let's start with the new struck page text that we have out today, and we're still missing the five crucial months, although they have been recovered. We have a lot more coming. There's 50,000 in total. So with each new revelation, it gets worse and worse for them.
It surely does. And one can bicker about the meaning of some of the vagueness in these text messages. But it's abundantly clear, and today's messages just reinforced it, that there was such extreme political bias on the part of Strzok and Page and personal animus toward Donald Trump, the candidate, and then the president, that these two people should have been nowhere near the investigation. And, you know, some people have said, and I've watched them on other programs, said, well, when Mueller found out, he fired Strzok. Well, he was on the Hillary Clinton case, the lead investigator. Then he jumped to the Trump-Russia case. Then he jumped to the Mueller case. So for 2 years, how much damage did he do before he was caught?
You know, let me ask you about this. And the House Intel has requested the judge to provide the FISA transcript hearings, Greg. I want to talk about the legality of all this, because we do know that Lindsey Graham and Senator Grassley, they got a chance to look at all four FISA applications. That was sort of like a footnote nobody paid attention to last night with the unredacted memo that they had. As it relates to the intel, I would think that if we ever got a hold of the FISA Corp, considering they're saying the bulk of information to allow this to go forward was based on this phony Hillary Clinton paid for Russian government dossier. I can only and they withheld all this information from the court. I've got to believe that court judge has got to be livid and furious tonight.
Yeah, this is the letter that Devin Nunes has sent today to the presiding judge of the FISA court, requesting not one but four different hearings and any transcripts to determine the false misrepresentations of fact that were made, allegedly, by the Department of Justice and the FBI during those hearings. I mean, if you just look at the Grassley-Graham letter, it lays out a meticulous case.
Okay, now we're into the FISA business. And again, same interview, February 7th. Greg Jarrett. He's talking about the letter that Devin Nunes sent regarding the FISA courts now. Because they're figuring out that, wait a minute, this whole thing with FISA, then the courts, and they did it all illegally. And, of course, the rest is sort of history at this point. We know what the history is that, they most certainly did. They lied like crazy to get these subpoenas.
Of how the court was misled, deceived, evidence was concealed, but it may be even worse in those transcripts. Leon Panetta was wrong when he said, well, the Intel Committee didn't even interview the judges. I got news for them. They have no authority to do that, but they do have authority, as witnessed by this letter today, to get their hands on the transcripts of the hearings before those FISA judges.
Let me go to Tom Fitton. Tom, in this whole issue of Barack Obama wants to be kept abreast of all of this, and Strzok and Page are preparing what appears to be talking points for President Obama. Wall Street Journal says it was not about the email investigation. But from earlier comments that I saw that you made, you have your doubts about that.
Yeah, well, you pick. It's either about the email investigation or the Russia investigation. Either way, you see President Obama being intensely involved and wanting to know everything about either the Clinton email investigation or Russia investigation. Pick your poison in terms of presidential involvement in these sensitive criminal investigations. Now, I've always wondered why President Obama has skated really free from any serious inquiries about his involvement in the Russia investigations, his knowledge about the dossier, its origins. Remember, he's a politician, too, was running the DNC in part. Did he know about the payments of the DNC and Hillary Clinton and the dossier's use in the Russia investigations and the FISA applications? Did he know about the dossier's use, I would think, to justify unmaskings? These are questions that have to be asked of President Obama. This president is being criminally investigated about his communications with the FBI director about a criminal investigation. Why isn't there similar inquiries into what President Obama was doing?
Bingo. See, this is sort of the seed story, I think, into why people are saying today, we need to go investigate Obama. Right? We need to investigate Obama. Of course, we need to continually investigate Hillary Clinton, right? And isn't it funny that they appear out on the trail right now? Well, no, Paul. It's really, have you watched them? You watch their body language? Ah, they're just scandalous, I tell you. But ladies and gentlemen, they're being investigated. They know it. They know what's going on.
What about Joe DeGeneva? There seems to be some complicity here. Now, if things weren't bad enough that Hillary's paying for Russian, read from the Grassley Graham memo, Russian government information to be used in an election to lie to the American people, then used as the bulk of information for a FISA warrant, none of it verified. If that's not bad enough, now we have the information that looks like Sid Vicious Blumenthal and people at the Department of State are complicit in providing, steal some of this phony information that he then coordinates with the Clinton campaign to disseminate to the lazy, overpaid, so-called journalists in the media in this country.
Notice Secretary, he talked about State Department, Project Veritas, Hour 2, Part 2, right?
Well, here's the most important thing about all of this. This shows that the FBI was bootstrapping all of the information that it was getting, and it was basically a circular firing squad, so that all the information was based on the same information, and that therefore nothing that was being presented to the FISA court was actually verifiable. And let me just say something about Leon Panetta. I saw his comments this weekend where he condemned Chairman Nunes for politicizing intelligence. What a disgraceful comment by a former CIA director. Leon Panetta should be ashamed of himself. He's obviously not reading the papers. What's more, he obviously has not read the April 26, 2017 opinion of the FISA court, in which they accused the FBI of purposely and illegally and unconstitutionally leaking FISA 702 information to private contractors, which is a felony. You've never heard Mr. Panetta say anything about that. You've never heard Mr. Panetta say anything about any of the conduct of John Brennan, the single most political CIA director in history. And Brennan's comments this weekend about all of the stuff that Nunes is doing rank among the most disgusting political comments by any CIA, former CIA director in history.
Ah, I would second that emotion. About John Brennan. Mr. John Brennan, Mr. Overthrow of the Ukraine. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think it's too far to... it's a pretty secure limb, I might add. I'm going to go out on the limb here and state that Brennan will be indicted. There's no question about it. He's going to be indicted. Comey is going to be indicted, and I suspect others as well, at a high-ranking level. But what about Robert Mueller? See, Mueller was involved in helping overthrow the Ukrainian president, who was duly elected by the Ukrainian people, I might add, but he leaned to the Russian side. Remember this, 2013? And John Brennan, who was in country at the time in Ukraine, serving out his duties as the newly minted director of the CIA, in helping to shape the overthrow of the Russian-leaning, duly elected democratically elected president of the Ukraine, which they did. They overthrew him. And what happened? John Brennan replaced this guy with a Nazi leaning, literally Nazi leaning, because they were Nazis, because Nazis are still alive and well in other countries, yes. And now they've got this Nazi, and who was in collusion with them at the time? Who became in bed with them? Well, Robert Mueller. That's interesting, isn't it? What about Joe Biden? What about John Kerry? And John Brennan? Who else is into the Ukrainian money honey hole? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. They're going to find that out.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, New California State. It is rising, going to convention part two, number two, that is going to be happening October 5th and 6th. And you can go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get the information there. If you are a member of the press, please sign up. As a member of the press, would really appreciate that. And anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, where does the time go? I guess that's just sort of the big question, isn't it? But it goes. And we go along with it now, don't we? We go along with it. Thanks for listening, like I said. And you're making us one of the most rated talk radio shows on digital radio. We really do appreciate that. Lots of listeners. And, of course, our listeners are esteemed listeners. They wear a tinfoil hat. It's an exclusive club, us tinfoil hat thinkers and wearers of tinfoil hats. Anyway, like I said, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And, you know, all the things that are happening around you right now in America, in the United States, it's all for good. Remember that. Good things are happening right now all around you, and you don't even see it. Good leadership is happening, actually. And that's the great thing about the United States of America. All of us are leaders. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.